SKD clear.
4 SKD, KR4
ETW. ETF. I hope I got that right. This is KC4 SKD. Name's Larry. I've been in the car for a few minutes and I got to stop and get some food to take home. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. It's Echo Tango Whiskey. Echo Tango Whiskey. It's Chuck. I'm mobile in Taylor's.
Talk to you, Chuck. Echo Tango Whiskey, yeah. Yeah, fighting the traffic. And I found that if you leave right at 5 o'clock, it's horrible. If you leave at 5:30, it's horrible. But if you leave about 5:20, sometimes it's not as bad.
Leave at 4, you just never know.
Have a point there. And anyway, I gotta go home and just see what's looking at me as far as work to do when I get home. They say it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I've heard several reports. Some say heavy rain, some say light rain, so don't know.
Roger that. I ain't checked it. Yeah, I hope it don't rain too much. Greenwood's got a ham fest going on tomorrow, I think. No, it's Saturday, excuse me.
What about that? I've been to the Greenwood Hemp Fest, but it's been quite a while. And one time, a friend of mine that went there, and it was sleeting while they were there.
Of course. I'm thinking about it just depending on what goes on between now and then.
It's been a couple of years since I've been to Shelby, and didn't buy much. A nice audio stereo amplifier. And made in the late 70s, the thing was absolutely beautiful, and I sold it to somebody else, and they took it, did something with it, cleaned it up, checked it out. It was MCS, which was made by NEC, NEC in Japan. Gorgeous thing.
I haven't fished yet, and I've been to field day and stuff like that, but I've been to the ham fest, but everywhere I go, it seems like it costs me money.
Have your 4 SBS comment for you there, Chuck.
Go ahead, Brad. Care for you, TJ.
And twice in one day, my goodness. But that ham fest in Greenwood, from what they showing on their page, is indoor. That indoor ham fest, so rain should not affect it. But I'll let you guys continue with your conversation. I'll be clear.
Brad, I wasn't aware for sure, but I may go, may not, haven't decided yet.
So, I'm picking up a guy from the Anderson Radio Club, me and him going to go down there Saturday morning early. So, maybe I'll see you there, maybe I won't. Back to you guys.
And I'll let you and Larry Harlan together before I get out. I fish walk into a meeting, but appreciate the information. Larry, I'll catch you on later. KR4ETW clear on y'all's file.
To you, and I got to stop here in a minute and go and get some food. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD clear.
KDW4SBX.
This is KC4SKD. Judging by the traffic, I'll be in a car here for about another 3 minutes, but we'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to you, too. I didn't mean to cut in on your all's conversation, but I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you living in Simpsonville, I think?
Mostly.
Oh, okay. I must have got you confused with somebody else. I thought that, because I'm passing by this other guy's house when I go down Highway 14, I thought it might have been you, but that's okay. Anyway, I'll let you get back to it and be safe out there driving, because you know this traffic is crazy right now.
Everyone's slow, it's not even registering on the speedometer, so I got about 3 more red light cycles to go through, and then I'll pull into the restaurant parking lot.
Roger that, my friend. So I got your call sign right. It was KC4SKD, W4SBX. I'll be clear on your final.
And no problem about coming in on our conversation. That's no problem at all. It's been probably, 30 years since I've been to the Greenwood Ham Fest, but you're right. Every time I've been, it's always been indoors. Take care. We'll talk with you later, KC4SKD.
KD on 4ZLK. KC4SKD. Hope you and Rhonda are. Listen, I had a question. I'm not sure, is tomorrow night, was it normally going to be your night to run the net? A couple weeks ago or several weeks ago, Dave asked me if I could cover tomorrow night and 2 weeks from now. I just wanted to double check to make sure I wasn't going to double up with anybody.
This is my night, but I hate to have to give it up, but I've got an elderly mother that's going to become more and more and more part of my time, so we're scrambling now. She needs to be in assisted living. We're trying to figure out what to do right quick. So, but I certainly enjoyed calling it while I did, but I've just got too much stuff going on.
I'm sorry about the mother, the situation there. I hope I get that figured out real soon and as inexpensively as possible, but with the best care you can. Yeah, no problem. I'll take care of it. I just wanted to make sure, and I thought it was supposed to be your night tomorrow night, so I wanted to double check.
I'll try to check in if I can, but I haven't spent a lot of time on the phone now trying to get things arranged, and we're doing what we can. It's just a difficult time, but we'll get through it.
What do you think about you guys? Kind of been through a little bit of that with my mother-in-law years ago. Don't know what that's like, but it's not easy for anybody. Okay, I just wanted to double check. Thanks for coming back to me. You and Rhonda have a good evening. KC4SKD and 4ZLK.
Yeah, and thanks for picking it up for me, and I hope all goes well. And I'll try to check in. I hadn't been on the air that much here lately anyways. Just a lot going on. But take care. We'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.